Welcome to the November 28, 2018 edition of Waypoint Unscripted. I am your host, Ben Coakley, and today we're going to talk a little bit about the difference in retirement programs. It's really important right now to talk about this because we're in the process of moving into the new year. And once we get into the new year, some rules apply that don't allow us to make certain changes to our plans. So we're going to talk about why certain plans are better than others and certain plans, you know, really kind of stink. And if you have one of the stinky retirement plans, we highly encourage you reach out to us and we'll actually show you how to get a retirement plan that doesn't stink. So moving into the new year, it's really important. If you have a simple IRA, and there are lots of you who have simple IRAs, I know you do. Once we turn the page January 1 and you fund that simple one time, you are stuck with that simple for the entire year. So what we encourage is you start looking at options right now. There may be better options out there, but once you move to January and you fund that simple, you're stuck, buddy. 401ks typically work just like simples, but allow you to put in more. And the biggest issue that we have, or see the biggest objection to 401ks, is that they're too expensive. Well, competition has driven the cost of 401ks down. So if you have a simple and you move into next year and you didn't do your homework, that's on you. So we highly encourage that you think about getting a complimentary assessment plan design done for your pharmacy to see if a 401k works better than a simple. Now let's talk about a SEP. A SEP is probably the most expensive retirement plan in the marketplace today. SEPs work really great if you have one employee and you. I have an attorney friend who has a SEP. It's him and his assistant. And it doesn't cost him a lot of money for the assistant to fund his SEP. But once you start getting 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 employees, SEPs become the stinkiest retirement plan out there. I highly encourage you think about this because if you're not funding it because it's too expensive, then what's the purpose of having it? A simple may be a better option for you. A 401k may be a better option. So it's really important to understand that certain plans are better. Now's a good time. So let's talk about our preferred plan that we like. We prefer the 401k with profit sharing because it combines the simple by allowing employees to defer and you to defer from your paycheck, get a match, and the SEP concept as well with a company provided profit sharing. Now, the difference between a SEP and profit sharing, the way we design it, is a SEP, you, for whatever percentage you do for you, you got to do for everybody else. So if you do 20% of your income, you got to do 20% for everybody else. With a 401k, we can do plan design where we may be able to get you the bigger chunk. Or maybe you do 20% for you and you only do 3% for the employees. And our thought is you're taking all the risk. Why shouldn't you get a benefit to this? If you're listening to this and you're not a pharmacy owner, if you ever thought about the risk that it takes, you'd understand why certain benefits should go to the owner for taking that risk. I tell pharmacy employees all the time, it's a privilege to work at that pharmacy. It's not your right to work there. That owner has put everything on the line to make sure you have a dang job. So if you're sitting there thinking it's not fair for the owner to get more of a benefit for the retirement plan than me, and if you have employees that think that way, set them free. Let them go find out how hard it is out there in the real world. You had the guts to go out and start your own business. It's time that you create benefits for your pharmacy that reward you for the risk that you take. A SEP absolutely does not allow that to happen. A simple, really, quite honestly, does not allow that to happen. The only way to do it is to do 401k with what's called new comparability profit sharing design. If you don't have that and you want to look at it, fill out the census that we attach to this and let us take a look at it. But you got to move quickly, because once that page turns to January, then our hands are tied and you might be stuck with what you have. But again, you deserve. You took the risk. You put your butt on the line to start that business and to keep that business going and to make payroll. These are all things your employees will never understand. You did that. So let's create benefits that reward you for the risk. So again, this has been Coakley with Waypoint RX. And this is our unscripted blog for November. It's been a while since we've done one of these. So it's kind of exciting to get this done. So we really appreciate you listening and tuning in. And we look forward to hearing from you. If you want a complimentary plan design, go ahead and text the word design to 843-720-3756. If you text that word, text design to 843-720-3756, someone will reach back out to you and get you the information that you need to make sure you have the right plan for you. Thank you so much.